Good morning. We have just celebrated Chinese New Year a couple of weeks ago. And according to the Asian zodiac, this is a year of the snake, which is regarded as an auspicious and positive year, economically, socially, and other ways. However, before a week had elapsed after New Year's Day, a huge 49-foot meteor exploded over Russian Siberia, injuring about 1,200 people and damaging many buildings. So the message we get is, we may expect the good, but we must be cautious because bad can also happen to us. In the current issue of a Buddhist magazine called Shambhala Sun, there is an article discussing the topic, Life is Tough. Here's how to deal with it. The author, a Zen teacher, suggests 6 ways of coping with problems. But because of time limit, I will discuss only 3 of them. They are, 1, be grateful to everyone. 2, drive all blames into yourself. And 3, turn all mishaps into the path. I would like to discuss these 3 coping skills in relations to Shinran's life and the major difficulties he faced in the early part of his life. As you may recall, Shinran was born in the year 1173 when the tyrant Taira no Kiyomori, the leader of a samurai clan, had pretty much taken over the government by hook or crook. In the turmoil of the political and military conflicts, Shinran's family, which opposed the Taira government, was dissolved by that Taira government. And Shinran's father and brothers, including Shinran, were banished to monasteries to become monks. Shinran must have been in shock at the loss of his family, but his attitude about becoming a monk was positive. When the Tendai abbot Jiching uttered that it was late in the evening, so he would perform the ordination ceremony the following day, Shinran recited a poem to protest that decision. Quote, to think there is a tomorrow is like the short-lived cherry blossoms. A storm may come in the night and scatter them. Unquote. This attitude seems to imply that Shinran could not wait to be ordained, and he appreciated and was grateful for what was happening. Instead of being sad, he was happy and looked forward to the change in his life with a feeling of thanksgiving. So gratitude is one way to transform life's difficulties. The second way of coping with problems is drive all blames into yourself. Shinran dedicated his life to the training and rituals at the Hiezan, and he did master the esoteric and non-esoteric skills and devoted 20 years of his life in efforts to attain Satori or Nirvana. But he found it impossible in the atmosphere at the monastery to gain spiritual mastery. But instead of blaming others, he blamed himself. Drive all blames into yourself means that you take full responsibility for everything that arises in your life. After realizing that it was futile to pursue spiritual life on Mount Hiei, Shinran sought the answer in the city of Kyoto and eventually found Honen Shonin, who espoused the path of Nembutsu. By taking responsibility for himself, he cut through complaining, worrying, and whining, and finally finding the answer. The third approach is turn all mishaps into the path. Shinran became a devoted follower of Honen. But the government charged Honen and his followers for preaching the Pure Land Way, and they were branded as common criminals. Honen and Shinran were exiled separately in distant places. Shinran was sent to the cold region of Echigo, present-day Niigata, alone and separated from his master. But that was not the end of his spiritual pursuits. He continued his studies and writings and spread Pure Land teachings among farmers and fishermen in a wide geographical area. Shinran turned a problem into an answer. He turned a mishap into a religious path. Shinran demonstrated that he coped with serious life's obstacles by being grateful to everyone, by driving all